You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty on this blessed day. Hallelujah. In this time of Thanksgiving, in this time of this season of a joyful holiday season, let us come into this hour of prayer. Amen. Let us come to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because even as I said that, amen, I understand also that all of our feelings may not be that of Thanksgiving, and all of our feelings and situations and circumstances may not be that of joy. Amen. And I know a God, hallelujah, I know a creator, I know the only living God who is able, hallelujah, someone who is able to take our grievances, who is able to take our yearnings, who is able to take our desires, who is able to take our pain, who is able to take our loneliness, who is able to take that darkness, who is able to take those fears, who is able even, come on, the hopes, amen, of a new season, who is able, hallelujah, and who desires for us to draw close to him, amen, and let him reveal his goodness and his plan and how he is the Prince of Peace and how he is our provider and how he is our source and how he is the all-knowing one, amen, how he is our redeemer, how he is our savior, how he is able. So this is the perfect place for us to be, amen. And so I say welcome, hallelujah, to this hour of prayer, hallelujah. I say welcome to Thank You, Jesus. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed, hallelujah. Know it, believe it, say it, declare it that you are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. And on today, I want us to enter into the presence of God with thanksgiving. I want us to, as we enter, as we approach the throne of grace boldly. That's what the Bible tells us, to approach boldly, that we may find grace and obtain mercy to help in those time of need. As we approach the throne of grace, I am reminded even right now of how the Bible informs us that when two or more of us are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. So if anything, let this be a time of knowing I am in the midst of God and he is in the midst of me. Come on, somebody. He's in the midst of my life. He's in the midst of my situation. He's in the midst of my circumstance. He is in the midst of the trouble. He is in the midst of the unknown. He is in the midst of. So I invite you, can you join me into slowing down into this moment of, Lord, let me just sit in your midst. Lord, because you know everything that I and we need, and you know everything that I'm feeling, and you understand, and he understands, and he hears, and he knows, and he sees. Yes, hallelujah. And he is living, and he's on the throne, and he desires. To move on our behalf. And he is a good father who desires to speak on our behalf, amen, and to help and to comfort. Amen, someone. Just go ahead and say amen. We together in spirit. Hallelujah. That in this place of our praying to God is a seeking by faith. Amen. I'm reminded how the Bible speaks, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in all things, all these things. Amen. That we're so mindful of on this earth, all these things, they're added unto us. Amen. Hallelujah. So can we right now, as we seek ye first, seek Jesus first, as we seek God first, as we seek the kingdom of God, amen, as we seek, hallelujah, Elohim, as we seek El Shaddai right now, as we seek putting him as priority right now, amen, making him numero uno right now, nothing else matters. The next moment doesn't matter. The next day doesn't matter. The next year doesn't matter. What matters is this moment right now with God Almighty. And so, Lord, we worship you. And Lord God, we say thank you. And Lord God, we exalt you. And Lord God, we praise you. And Lord God, we set you on high. Set you on high, 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 high above our thoughts. High, high, high above our desires. High, high, high above our feelings. High, high, high above what someone did or didn't do. High, high, high above what we did or did not do. God, we set you on high. Hallelujah. We set you on high. Higher than, hallelujah, what our financial state is. And we set you on high. Higher than what this national state is. And what this governmental state is. And what this political state is. And hallelujah, we set you on high, oh God. We set you higher than offenses. And we set you higher than being defensive. And we set you higher than the assault. And we set you higher than the aggressions. And we set you higher, oh God, than the job plagues. And we set you higher, oh God. We set you on high right now. We set you on high, oh God. We're reminded that you are on the pedestal, oh God. We put you on the pedestal. Hallelujah. Reshangandaraya, and not our careers. We put you on the pedestal and not our family. We put you on the pedestal and not our loved ones. We put you on the pedestal and not even our children. We put you on the pedestal and not that thing which we love so much. And we put you on the pedestal and not the diagnosis. And we put you on the pedestal, oh God, and not all that is going good for us and the opportunities for us to say, look at me. We put you on the pedestal, oh God, hallelujah, in this season, Thanksgiving, in this season, hallelujah, of Christmas, where we're reminded of Christ, oh God, let us be reminded of Christ Jesus, let us submit to Christ Jesus, let us accept Christ Jesus, let us bow to Christ Jesus, let us conform to Christ Jesus, oh God, let us be led by Christ Jesus. May we be obedient, oh God, hallelujah, to the Holy Spirit in the movings of Christ Jesus. And as we even say that, God, I repent, we repent of our sins, we repent of transgressions, we repent of iniquities, oh God, we repent of things, habits, sayings that you find displeasing, O God. Lord God, we come with a repentant heart. You see, it is in the place of repentance that true transformation can happen. Come on, somebody. Let us, in this hour, in this season, let us, hallelujah, hold our neighbor higher than ourselves, because my Bible tells me to love the Lord God. This is the first commandment, the great commandment, hallelujah, to love the Lord God with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul. Amen. And the second, which is likened to, amen, the first is to love our neighbor as ourself. Let us not put our own self-interest. Let us not be selfishly motivated. Amen. In this season, hallelujah. Let us set other interests, others' interests ahead of ours, oh God. Let us be patient. Let us be more understanding. Let us be more caring. Let us be more considerate. Let us be more thoughtful of others. Let us not be so consumed with me that we lose Christ and therefore cannot illuminate Christ and reflect Christ. Hallelujah. Reba Shaya. Oh God, I thank you that as we choose to love and practice that position and that state of love, hallelujah, the jealousy is purged out. Amen. And the envy is purged out, and the hatred is purged out. Hallelujah. Karabashanda Robosia. And the sneakiness is purged out. Oh God, let us think about others above ourselves, that as we are putting you on the pedestal, and then we are able to consider someone else and treat others the way that we want to be treated. Amen. Hallelujah. And then if you want people to sit and listen to you, even in the full conversation, hallelujah, well, may you also become the listener. God, help us to not only be the talkers, but the listeners. Oh God, hallelujah, Rebasaya. Let us be slow to speak and quick to listen. Let us not try, hallelujah, God, to enforce our own agenda, but let your agenda overtake us, oh God. Hallelujah, Rebasaya. And let us be quick and ready and willing to set down our agenda to pick up someone else's agenda. Come on, somebody. Let us in the season, oh God, do the surgery on us. Circumcise the foreskins of our heart, oh God. Correct us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit in us, oh God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of scripture that speaks about, why are you concerned about the speck in your neighbor's eye when there's a whole plank in our own eye? That's the same thing that the world says. You point one finger out, amen, to the other, and there's three, amen, hallelujah, pointing back at ourselves. There's one pointing out and there's three pointing at us. Let us deal with us. Change will happen when we begin to change. I hear the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessing will happen when we choose to be a blessing. I hear the Holy Spirit. Helper will come when we choose to be a helper. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba Shanda Basaya. God, thank you. I hear the Lord saying, change change will come when we choose to stand in the place where we are, whether we like it or not, whether we are happy with it or not, and just choose to be thankful and choose to say, Lord God, show me what I can be thankful for in this moment. Thank you that I have legs to walk, eyes to see, ears to hear. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that I have just enough to be able to feed myself. Thank you. We can find many of things to be thankful for, even if we gotta slow down to the little. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us not despise the small, the little beginnings. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us be faithful in the little. That's what the Bible says. And as we are faithful in little, God will make us ruler of much. So let us be faithful in this season. Amen. Let us be thankful. Oh God, we choose. It's a choice. I hear the Lord saying, it's not a prayer. It's a choice. You choose to be thankful. You choose to be faithful. You choose to be grateful. You choose, hallelujah, Rebasha Tabasaya, to be sinful. Come on, I hear the Holy Spirit. We choose. What are we choosing today? What are we choosing today? What are we choosing today? Hallelujah, someone. I'm choosing Christ today. Amen, someone. I'm choosing to believe today. Amen, someone. I'm choosing to trust today. Amen, someone. I'm choosing, hallelujah, faith today. I'm choosing to walk by faith today. I'm choosing, hallelujah, to speak in faith. The Father, amen, of faith, amen, Abraham. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Reba Shataba Sotaraya, moved by faith, not by what he saw, not by what he felt, and not by what he sensed in the natural. Amen. But it was by what he saw in the spirit and sensed in the spirit and felt in the spirit. Hallelujah. Come on. I choose on this day, let us detach ourselves from the natural circumstances that were tossed to and fro. When things are going good, we are going good. And when things are going, we are going, and when things are going bad, we are going horrible. Come on, that I attach myself to God Almighty, amen, and that makes me steadfast, unmovable, hallelujah, that the winds, when the winds come, amen, hallelujah, and the storms come, I remain rooted in Christ, rooted in his truth, rooted, hallelujah, in his promises, rooted in the knowing that nothing is too hard for God. Lord God, we say thank you right now because we are getting rooted in you. Amen. Those roots are growing deeper. Hallelujah. That as those roots grow deeper, we are able to go higher. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are able to go higher in God Almighty. And I hear the Lord even saying that as we get rooted, hallelujah, elevation happens, and as we get rooted, hallelujah, transformation happens, and as we get rooted, revelation happens, and as we get rooted, reconciliation happens, and as we get rooted, rejuvenation happens, and as we are rooted, Come on. The resurrecting power of God happens. Yes, as we are rooted, healing happens. As we are rooted in God, miracles happen. As we are rooted, grace happens that is all sufficient. Come on, somebody. As we are rooted, favor happens. As we are rooted, open doors happen. As we are rooted, perspective change happens. As we are rooted, I'm less offended. And more able to love. Come on, somebody. As I am rooted, as we are rooted, what you say doesn't bother me. And as we are rooted, what the others do don't bother me. Come on, somebody. And as we are rooted, what I see in the natural, or hear in the natural, or feel in the natural, or experience in the natural, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Does not get me in the place of questioning or wondering. As we are rooted, God begins. Amen. Because that root, being rooted, is also getting still. And as we are still, now we see, amen, or don't always have to see God moving on our behalf. I believe that more times than not, we not going to see, and God is moving. Matter of fact, God is moving right now, and you don't see it, you don't feel it. Why do we always have to see and feel and know? We know, amen, by being rooted in God. Somebody needs to say, I know, and because I know, I don't mind waiting. And because I know, I don't mind waiting. Because I know my Father who art in heaven is faithful and good, that I don't mind waiting. And maybe some of the places that God set me in is for my refining and development and my maturation. And it will be a disservice if I got out of it too fast. Amen. But see, I don't know that. So I just choose, I accept the will of God to just be still and wait. Because it's in this place of waiting that intimacy deepens, and my ability to hear and know the voice of my shepherd sharpens. So even though what I am so on appears to be the same, and it appears to be stagnant, and appears nothing is happening. So much is happening. Let us get our eyes on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And let us, amen, begin to give a voice of praise and a voice of worship and a voice of thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, God, we just even start right now, because giving thanks is a practice that is independent of circumstance, situation, feeling, other people. Come on, somebody. Giving thanks is something that I choose. And as I regularly choose to give thanks, amen, then joy comes, hallelujah, that surpasses anyone's understanding. It's the same way. Peace he gives us that surpasses all understanding. What does that mean? That means I have peace when people look and see I should be freaking out. That means I have peace, amen, in the midst of a storm. I am reminded of Jesus, who had peace in the midst of a storm. And this peace had him sleeping in the bow of the boat, while the disciples, who were still on a journey of faith and growing into that of Jesus, that which Jesus possessed, that state of Jesus. Come on, I let my mind state be Jesus. That they came running to Jesus, freaking out, dictated by the storm, whereas Jesus destroyed the storm. Where Jesus dictated to the storm what it would be. If that makes sense. You gotta be in the spirit. It'll make sense. It'll make sense. The beautiful thing, even within that story, that illustration, is that Jesus did soothe their anxiety. Jesus did soothe their distress. Jesus did soothe their fear. So even as we run to Jesus in our high emotion, in our high panic state, in our high state, Jesus does soothe. Jesus does comfort. Jesus does mourn. Jesus is the antidepressant. Jesus is, hallelujah, our peace that surpasses all understanding. So God, I ask on this day and this now that you will release a peace on all those under the sound of my voice, that your peace will fill their homes, that your peace will fill their minds, that your peace will fill their lives, that your peace will overtake their bodies, that your peace, your shalom, will rest on us and be so thick and so heavy that we actually feel it. I thank you for your peace, oh God, in this time where we can get raptured in the world's idea of holidays, and I gotta give, and I gotta do this, and I gotta buy this, and then I want to receive, and I that your peace will come in and bless us, that your peace will be blown in to our lives. And that we will have a better holiday experience than we could even ask, think, or imagine. One that's closer to you. One that's called heaven on earth. One that's called shalom. Father God, in this time,
Any who are running to you, needing you to provide. You are Jehovah Jireh. And Lord God, oh, today we ask that you will provide. I ask that you will make a way out of no way. I ask, oh God, that you will cause it to appear. I ask, oh God, that you will cause us to cross to the other side on dry land. Hallelujah. Again, that is making a way out of no way. I ask, oh God, for the instructions and the knowing of what to do next. I ask for even supernatural provision, oh God. I ask, hallelujah, declaring decree, checks in the mail, deposits in our account. I ask, oh God, that you would even scratch the heart of someone and cause them to move who is able on and be a blessing that men will give unto our bosom. Lord God, I ask that you will bless us with favor for those who need employment and increase employment, oh God. I ask for those, hallelujah, that have two or three jobs that you will come send in a one job that is more than enough. I ask, oh God, for financial increase and not just so we can do what our flesh wishes. But Lord God, I ask for financial wisdom. I ask for wisdom. I ask even as you give unto us and as you cause us to prosper, that our ear will ever be so close to you and not to the almighty dollar, Lord God, that we will be a blessing. The Bible says in Genesis 12, when speaking about Abraham and how God is calling Abram at the time out, he says, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. So I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing. I pray, Father God, that you will bless us so that we can be a blessing, even in this holiday season. Especially in this holiday season. And we thank you for it, Lord God. And we praise you for it, Lord God. And we magnify you for it, Lord God, even right now. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, oh God, and pray for those who need healing, Lord Jesus. And I ask for a grace of healing right now. Those battling depression, those battling anxieties, thank you, oh God, for your healing grace and your mighty hand touching the minds and the hearts and the souls of those battling, Lord God. I thank you, oh God, that you fight our battles. So we put our hands up to you and we praise and worship you as you, by your outstretched hand, fight our battles. I thank you, oh God, for your outstretched hand touching hearts, physical hearts, hallelujah, wiping out diabetes, healing blood issues. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, for healing paralyzed places, quickening those dead places, oh God, those troubled places in our bodies. I pray for a healing grace. May your healing grace be poured out on all, oh God, that are physically afflicted. And I thank you, oh God, that is a very real place. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing arthritis. I thank you, oh God, for even touching our pets. Hallelujah. As we love our pets, oh God, I thank you for touching our pets. I thank you for touching and healing eye issues, nose issues, sinus issues, mouth issues, teeth issues, oh God. I thank you, ear issues, hallelujah, throat issues, hand issues, gout issues. I thank you, oh God, for healing in dissolving tumors and blood clots. I thank you, oh God, on this day, hallelujah, as we stand on your word. And as we stand on your truths, Lord God, I thank you, oh God, that you are healing skin diseases and skin issues, oh God, and rashes and shingles, oh God. I thank you, oh God, on today that you are healing back issues and spinal issues and kidney issues and liver issues and stomach issues and gut issues and digestive issues. Oh God, we say thank you on today for blessing us in the name of Christ. Christ Jesus. God, I thank you that heaven on earth is flowing even right now, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for healing mind issues and Alzheimer's issues and dementia issues. God, you are able, and I believe. And so, God, I say thank you right now as we even hook up, as you hook them up, hook us up to your IV, that we are getting hydrated with you, oh God, as we are consuming, hallelujah, from your well, oh God. Hydrate us, oh God, in those dehydrated places, oh God. I pray right now, oh God, for a shift, hallelujah. I pray, oh God, that things will turn around and work in our favor. I pray, oh God, that it will start to come together for good. I pray, oh God, that your hand will touch those stressful places, strike the places of strife. Oh God, I thank you, hallelujah, that your hand will even touch those places of success where pride is elevated. But Lord God, I also thank you for success, supernatural success. I thank you, oh God, right now. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you right now, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering our cries, our oohs, our ahs, our ohs, our the unspeakables. Thank you, oh God, for answered prayers in this season. I thank you, oh God, for blessing marriages and healing marriages and even blessing those who are in line waiting for marriage. I thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. I want to read this scripture as we are coming to a close. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read Matthew. I'm going to read Matthew. Thank you, Father. Matthew chapter 7. As we are coming to a close in our hour of prayer. And even as I just, excuse me, even as I said that, I thank you, oh God, for blessing us in dealing with habits, addictive habits, ill habits, habits that you don't approve of, habits that you have been trying to, and well, have been speaking to us about habits we need to stop. And even as I say that, also the habits that you want us to start. And amen, somebody. God sent his son Jesus that we may have life and life more abundantly. So whatever habit that he is instructing you to stop. It is so that he can give you habits of life and life more abundantly. So may we no more be deceived by the deceitful one, by the father of lies. May we no more accept those lies as truth. May we no more rely on feelings to dictate and lead us into that bondage. God, I thank you for a fresh anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens. I thank you for filling our cup and causing to runneth over as we choose to say, yes, I'm going to obey. I'm going to take my free will, line it up in the will of God, that I will experience the freedom that comes with following Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. I thank you, oh God, for exposing those habits and dealing with those habits and habits, even in attitude, habits and even going off on people, habits of gossip, habits of negative reports, habits of self and selfishness, habits of drugs and alcohol, habits of weed, habits of rebashandaya pornography, habits of masturbation, habits of, it's the Holy Spirit, come on somebody, habits of premarital sex, habits of halebogonda rebashanda rebagandala, whatever habit that God is speaking to us in our relationship with him. Habits of adultery, habits, come on, of even God is telling some of us, maybe stop eating so much sugar. Whatever he's speaking to us individually is because he desires for you to have a life and life more abundantly. So God, may we have the strength and the courage to put down whatever it is that you're telling us to put down, to step away from whatever and whoever you're telling us to step away from, so that we can pick up in coming to the company of that which you have for us. Matthew 7, as we close, it says, judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why behold this? Come on. The Holy Spirit spoke about this earlier in our hour of prayer. Why behold this? The mote, the speck in the speck in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that's in your own eye. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the speck out of your eye, and behold, the beam is still in our own eye? Verse 5 says, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Even in that, when we deal with the plank that's in our own eye, we begin to see clearly. Our desires change. Come on, somebody. Verse 6, give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Verse 7, ask, and it shall be given you. What have we been doing in our hour of prayer? Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open. For everyone that asks, receive. Hear what the Lord says to you now. And he that seeks, finds, and to him that knock, it shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil, if us being evil, know how to give good gifts. Come on, holiday season.
unto our children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. This was what the Holy Spirit was speaking to us the whole time in this hour of prayer. And he culminates, he closes, he puts a period on our time of prayer. Amen. With scripture that lets us know I was speaking the whole time. That lets us know that I'm answering. This is the Holy Spirit now speaking back to us with his scripture, confirming that I'm answering. You ask, what you will receive. You seek, you shall find. You knock, it shall be open. For what father on earth who is evil in nature? Come on, we have a sinful nature. We know how to give good gifts. How much more our Father in heaven? So no matter what we have asked in this hour, no matter what you've been asking, as we align in God's will, he will give unto us according to his will, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's nothing too hard for God. And as we continually seek, I know that it is his miracles, signs, and wonders that is available. It is by his miracles, signs, and wonders that we will see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. May the Lord bless you. 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 Keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you and give you, lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Ya berekeka Adonai beshmerecha. Ya Adonai pnei v'lecha vikoneka. Yisa Adonai pnei v'lecha v'yasim lecha shalom. God bless you. I am excited for what God is doing with you and through you. And I look forward to praying with you again in the spirit next Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific time. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.